There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is 7 minutes after the hour, and these are the days of our lives.
Oh, wait a minute, this television show.
This is a radio program, no television component, at least at the moment, but wait, that'll come. Ken Kessler is here, Molly Page is here, you are here, I am here, hail, hail, the gang's all here, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan, Stephan.com, should we say something that requires it, you just can't wait, you can't imagine not being heard on this, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, Facebook seems to be a very popular way of people getting to us, the latest, the Baltimore curfew, that seems to be working, Kenny, but there are other things that are going on that are of interest and importance there. What do we have comment-wise from some of the people who managed to see the baseball game? Wait a minute. They had to turn on a television set.
Yeah,
right? That was it. Some people, actually, apparently that hotel balcony that's next to the park, some people across the street, the folks who were there had a pretty good seat. No fans in the stands, however, but I'm guessing that that's not there. A lot of anger connected to this. So let's see what we can find that is of interest, importance, or worth a comment, Kenny.
Well, Donna says, it's the 23rd anniversary of the Rodney King verdict, and nothing has changed.
Nothing in our country has changed? That's what she's saying? I'm not sure that I agree that nothing has changed. Too many things haven't matured. In fact, there is an argument you could make, depending on whether you believe that there is more of this, you know, the side debate about whether the news media reporting on it makes us feel like there's more of this stuff going on, or is it just that there is more going on, or is there some blend of the numbers? Remember, there are more people in our country now than there were when Rodney King was here. Well, that was the big story. And maybe it's just numbers. I don't know. I don't know that I have a feeling that the problem is worse. That's what my worst. I don't have a number. I don't have facts to back it up. I just have that instinctive thing that works in me. And it actually is pretty good most of the time. Not all the time. But there still is, even if there aren't more incidents, there are too many of them to begin with. All right. So what else?
Keegan says, I'm at a protest in New York City. The police are telling us not to block the traffic and stay in the crosswalk. Then they're parking in the crosswalk.
Nobody said the police are the brightest. There are some of the police. There's that business about overgeneralization that I almost fell into myself. Nobody said the police. That's not fair, not right, not just, because there are many, if not most, of the police that are good. That's what they do, and they're good at it. The problem is that even if there are a few bad ones, or aren't, I don't even know if bad, there are bad police, but there are some who just don't belong on the police force. They aren't suited for the job. They psychologically don't work in that arena. So that's the way to address the problem in the main. For most of this stuff, psychological awareness, psychological prejudice, psychological well-being, all of those things fit into the description of what a good police officer is all about. That's why maybe there ought to be more women police officers, because they're generally speaking more suited, better suited to this sort of thing. Is that right, Molly, or not?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I am, but you're just going to agree with that because you're a woman.
Well, there might be something to that theory.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah. So yesterday, did you take a drive to Baltimore?
I had allergies, so I didn't.
Oh, no, yeah. Allergies equal no fun ride to Baltimore.
Yeah.
You're allergic to Baltimore?
I'm allergic to that kind of drama, but Baltimore mostly
obviously
quiet.
Obviously, you've never been married then.
Well, precisely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So?
How did you know? Mostly quiet last night in Baltimore, though.
Yes, it was.
Peaceful protests. Yeah. And were you guys talking about New York?
Well, we were talking about, we were sort of getting the feeling of what some people who listen to the program have to say about this circumstance, the unrest. But then there's another side to this story. Apparently, this kind of reminds me of the Ferguson story, Kenny, in the sense that Ferguson has a long rap sheet. The police department there and the city itself have plenty of evidence. There's plenty of paper on the trail, shall we say, which would indicate that they have run a very prejudiced police department. Apparently, Baltimore is the same because they paid out almost $6 million to victims of what the courts say is brutality in just a four-year period. And the more interesting number there is that over the past 4 years, or when you dig around in the stats as to where the money went, more than 100 people have won court judgments or settlements related to allegations of brutality or civil rights violations. Baltimore. A story in the Atlantic. Victims include a 15-year-old boy riding a dirt bike, a 26-year-old pregnant accountant who had witnessed a beating, a 50-year-old woman selling church raffle tickets, a 65-year-old church deacon rolling a cigarette, and an 87-year-old grandmother aiding her wounded grandson.
Wow.
That's a pretty frightful place to live. I said before, when I worked there, I wouldn't give you a nickel for the city. I thought it was awful.
Well, that's what the protesters are saying. Yeah. And they're coming out for Freddie Gray, but they're saying this is the culture
yeah.
in the city.
Yeah.
And that it's the police against the citizens.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to stop.
And that's what's wrong with the police in general. For those of you who are so critical, every time you talk about the police, Doug, you're so critical. You're damn right. And it's because of stuff like this. And it isn't even the rank and file people who commit these acts aren't really the problem. The problem is the people who hire them. The people who are up, either the police chief or those who are running various departments, the people who are in charge of hiring if they have a human relations, an HR department, whoever it is, they are missing the point here. The problem is that people who do these sorts of things have no business being police. And they're the ones that give the police, in general, the bad name. Don't call me and don't send me an email and don't come here to say, you're being critical and,
Okay, I won't.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm on my horse now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's, you don't have to be sorry because it's good because you
it's
stopped
appropriate.
Me.
From, yeah,
yeah. It's appropriate.
Well, the fish rots from the head down. How many times have you heard that? And most of the time it's true.
Yeah. Leadership, management, the skill set that's really needed. And then, okay, so you can go further up the food chain, because how do these people get their jobs as police chiefs? They're normally political appointments. They aren't elected at all. I don't know any place where there's a police chief that's elected. Stand to be corrected if there is one. But they're appointed by the boards of selectmen or the city council or the mayor. And that's really something that you look at. You just keep going to the top, as you just said. Fish rots from the top. So it's the leadership that appoints the police chief, political appointment, the guy who's the political appointee who is the police chief in our community. Very nice guy, but he's inept. The guy before him was like Hitler. There hasn't been a good police chief here in my community for, I don't know, 14, 15 years. Maybe not. At least 10. I mean, when I say good, someone who's a strong leader who gets what it takes to work in these times in the environment that there is to work in. You got to work with what you've got. You think IBM is still making computers that fill the whole floor of a building? No. They make work on computers like Apple produces. You have all that power in your hand. That's what the times have changed. And with it, police work has changed. We as a society have changed. And we're not working on it, so we're creating all these problems. We're wasting so much time, so much energy, so much effort because of this kind of stuff. That city's paid out $6 million. They should have fired every policeman that was involved in any of those things. And then reevaluated where they are. And if these things over this, we have a five-year period. Is it the same police chief now that there was in there in 2011? Is anybody, let's look at the, we'll pause here for a moment. I want to see if we can find out how long the current police chief has been there. And how long the one who was there before that was there. And did they appoint from within? I would like to have that information, and we'll check it out. 16 after the hour on Good Day. Hello.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
All right, so we're doing some some research into what in the heck is going on. Who's the boss? And we seem to be coming up with this fellow Johnson, who's been there since, what, 2011, 2012? Somewhere
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, I'm just... He's the chief of police for Baltimore County, but Baltimore City might have somebody different.
Yeah, well, is there... Does it make a difference whether it's Baltimore County or Baltimore City? Would be... my question, and this is, I'm a layman, I don't live in Baltimore, and I'm asking the best question. I think I'm asking the best question. Am I asking the best question?
It's certainly an important one.
Yeah. All right, so what's the best question then, Kenny?
Why isn't anything being done about Freddie Gray?
They said there was going to be an announcement on their findings on Friday, and then that's been backpedaled over the last 2 days, that it's not going to be announced to the public.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Because they don't like what they found?
Well, they're saying that it would...
They are the PR people for the police department or the city?
Yes, saying that it would impede on an investigation or any prosecution.
They always say that. 21 after the hour.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Of the rock era, Joni Mitchell, and this is one of her signature songs, one of four or five. Remember, Cut Down the Trees and Put Up a Parking Lot? That's always the one that sort of stuck in my craw with her. A lot of really good protest songs, because she was from that era, and there was so much of it on the radio. Hers was among the best, I think. We talked a couple of weeks ago about her status. She's not a... I think she's 71, 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there. Probably Kenny can check that for me. She's not an older person, but she's had a tough... She's elected to live life, as some would say, to the fullest. I would say she has lived life recklessly. Her life has been full of booze and drugs and all kinds of things that were bad for her. So she is now in a position to find, as she gets close to the end of her life, that maybe she might have made different choices. That can be said for a lot of people who do things and then at the end of the line think, my God, why did I do all of that? As a court filing suggests that she is unconscious and unable to make medical decisions for herself. Kenny doesn't think that that is true, as I recall conversation earlier.
According to her website, Leslie Morris, who is the longtime friend, posted, contrary to rumors circulating on the internet today, Joni is not in a coma. Joni is still in the hospital, but she comprehends, she's alert, and she has her full senses.
Mm-hmm.
A full recovery is expected.
Now, what did she go in for initially, Kenny? Do you remember?
They haven't said. They have never said.
I think there was a heart condition, which would make sense, circulatory, some kind of problem that is symptomatic of people who abuse drugs and alcohol and stuff as they grow up. This is not judgmental. Please don't take it that way. But if you look at her face carefully and you go back through her career, look at her teeth, and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you look carefully at this woman's extremity, you can see that she has been abusive of herself. But does that take away from the quality of her music? music? No. It underscores the choices. We all make choices about our lives and what we want to do. She's had an interesting life when she was a teenager. She had a thing with Mick Jagger, and that sort of brought her into the fold. Then she was one of the favored kids, I guess. I don't know. I was his favored children. But he had an affair with her for quite a while. I think she went through the band, didn't she? Do you remember, Kenny?
With any luck.
Well, I don't know about that. Do you think that's sexy?
I hadn't heard that.
Depends on who's in the band. No.
It's the Stones.
What's sexy about those skinny, ugly guys that must reek of pot all the time any more than Rod Stewart is sexy? What is there that people think?
What? And Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are pretty hot still. But the talent is really it. I mean, if you just saw a guy kind of looking like that walking through the mall, you'd probably not be interested.
No, you're right about that. But then, I'm not their target audience. I am their target audience for the music, but not for who they target after the music. A story of sort of business reality in the music business. Jay-Z has a number of people in his stable that he's trying to represent exclusively to get the downloads and everybody make a little more money.
He launched a new streaming service called Tidal.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a little bit of a war between Apple's Beats Music, which is a streaming service, and Jay-Z's streaming service. And there are sources that are saying that Apple is playing dirty pool with releasing the app. So, for example, the app for Jay-Z's service, it took a long time for Apple to approve it and release it. And they're saying that that they're doing that on purpose. They're also saying that Rihanna released the song exclusively on Jay-Z's service, and that Apple, in revenge, screwed up and mismanaged the release of it and made it hard to find.
That's Eric from Big Business in America. Hip hip hooray, 28 after the hour, and good day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strip. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 to...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our name. We put off leaving too long.
All right, 33 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Molly and Ken. Ken Kessler, I was about to say Molly Kessler and Ken Page. How about that?
What just happened?
I'm not sure.
Like Freaky Friday.
A day early. Thursday. Thank you very much. All right, speaking of freaky situation in Nepal, where now apparently the folks have been either reading the newspapers in Nepal or the coverage of Baltimore has spread to Nepal, where villagers are protesting. The Nepalese are protesting, blocking trucks carrying supplies for earthquake victims, demanding the government do more to help after the disaster. How many people dead at this point, Molly?
Different reports. Some say well over 5,000 now, approaching 6,000.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Tens of thousands of people homeless.
Yeah.
No food, no water. So, as many of you may remember, one of the, I guess, romantic things about Nepal is the name of the capital city, Kathmandu. And that's an interesting, such an interesting name. Anyway, so there, a couple hundred people protested yesterday outside of the parliament building, asking for more buses to get them to their homes in remote parts of the Himalayan mountain region, and to hasten distribution of aid that has flooded into the country from all around the world, but it's not getting... Same old story, by the way. It is the same old song with a different meaning since you've been gone. In the villages, some of these badly hit districts, 3 hours. There's one 3 hours from Kathmandu. Angry villagers block the roads by finding old tires around and just laying them across the road. I don't know how effective that was. They stopped a couple of trucks headed for the district that were loaded with rice and noodles and biscuits and food. Then they blocked a convoy of three army trucks. So I guess I don't... Remember, this part of the world, very simplistic thinking, not great educational opportunities. People learn on their own to do what they can to survive. The economy is very weak there. It's a beautiful area of the world, absolutely magnificent, but not much going on there, including tourism. In a country like this, only a $62 billion a year budget, the country runs on that. So the educational opportunities are not the greatest, and so people, as with many other folks, I've said this before, and I don't know how to put too fine a point on it. The thinking is very basic, very simplistic, pretty naive, and it isn't at all like how we approach things in the main most of the time. So they think one thing, and then they take an action. If you think it through, okay, we're going to stop the trucks from bringing the food that we are protesting we don't have to the places where they need to go.
Well, that's because they needed them there.
Yeah.
The capital is overrun with people now. There are a lot of people who want to get out. Bus tickets have been supplied for people to get out, but there's not enough buses running. So they're desperate for food and water right now, which is, you know, that's why the uprising, that it's not getting there fast enough. They did pull another person out of the rubble, though.
Yeah. So now they've pulled out two people that were still alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a teenager.
Really?
That they found yesterday.
And what kind of shape is this teenager in?
He looks to be okay. They're not sure he's going to pull through. He's in a hospital right now. He was buried under a building. Five days. Yeah.
Pretty uncomfortable. So is it appropriate for this anger to be expressed in this way because the government has responded weakly to the quake? Once again, people making choices. I don't even really know what sort of government Nepal has. That's one thing that's escaped me because I haven't looked, because I haven't really been curious until right now. The thought went into my mind. So if either of you could nose around and find out what sort of government they have in Nepal, that would when I say the two of you, Kenny and Molly, because I want to move on to a couple of other things here. 888-302-3684. Although I didn't ask you, Kenny, about input from people on Facebook, social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, on the situation in Nepal.
Not a lot besides pray for Nepal. There's this one. Dave says, unfortunately, there just doesn't seem much we can do. Mm-hmm. There's aid coming in. It's an issue of distribution. Nepal has limited infrastructure and not many places for planes to land. Even flying helicopters in is difficult at that altitude.
Get the guy who flew the gyrocopter over the capital last week. See if he can fly in. What do you think?
I think that guy's pretty good.
Why not?
NORAD. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. All right. What else, Kenny?
That's really the only
point,
thing for
the heart of it. Okay. 888-302-3684. So the next stop on the information parade today is a focus on the economy of our country. Has the economy improved as politicians will have us believe? It's much better now than it was before. Well, at least that's one group story. The other group says, it's terrible, it's awful. Economy's not getting any better. Well, building has improved, and building trades and the things that go with building are up. And that's usually a sign of an improving economy when people need, this is the base, this is what the economy is based on, by the way, housing starts. That's the bottom line of how you tell whether an economy is healthy. Are we building homes so that people can live in our society? Do we have enough supply of places for people to live? And that has, I don't want to say burst, that has improved. Or let's just say we've gone for, 6.5 years as a country without building much. And now there is demand. So in order for the demand to be met, You see real estate values going up, and people in the because the interest rate's still pretty low, it's fairly easy now, not as easy as it was in 2006, 2007, to get a house. But the mortgage, there have been some changes, or maybe what you consider to be foolish realities in terms of Freddie Mae, Fannie Mae. Is that right? No, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I wonder if they're married.
It's like Molly and Kenny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So the interest rates are still low, so that usually helps the economy, helps people get into homes. But the first quarter of this year was not good. And it's not really because of the housing starts or anything else. It was just because the winter weather was horrible. It destroyed my farm, as an example I can point to. I had to stop running my dairy farm the way that I ran it because I couldn't keep up week after week. It was months, reality-wise, 3 months of the inability of the people who were on the farm to be able to handle the snow and take care of the animals. And the people were quitting, and they couldn't replace them because they didn't want to work. And imagine, there were mornings when Joe, who's the guy in charge, would send me a picture of the thermometer on his dashboard when it would read 17 below, 18 below, 19 below, wind chill factors of 30, 35 below. So the animals can't survive. Look at what happened. Was it last year, Kenny, or the year before? Maybe because it's the area you're from, Molly, you'd know, out in Montana and Wyoming, the Dakotas, where we had a horrible winter and hundreds, thousands of cattle. You know, out there, the cattle are just on the range all the time.
Yeah.
And normally they can put up with the weather, but the weather gets so bad and so cold that thousands of cattle just died in the cold. Now, I have shelter for the animals on my farm. There's all kinds of ways they can get in out of the weather. But you can't, these buildings are not heated other than by whatever the cows produce. And so their bags were freezing, their feet were freezing. And so I use that as an example. The Long Beach port strike, horrible for the West Coast economy. See, we don't understand how intertwined our economy is. I don't think the average person realizes, okay, so you go buy a Toyota. You go to the dealer, you think that's it. Hey, there's a Toyota on the lot at the dealer. Let's go buy it. Well, do you know how it got to the dealer? Most of the Toyotas, certainly on the West Coast or from the Rocky Mountains west, come through Long Beach. And for, what was it, about 4.5 weeks, Kenny? How long was that strike? It was well over a month.
Yeah.
I remember I have a friend who's down in San Pedro, which is the next town below Long Beach, and I would drive when I go down there. I would drive by the port, and each week I'd go down there, and there were more of these containers stacked up everywhere and ships all over the place. So the economy, that, and then think about all the stuff coming from China that we buy. Walmart, every Walmart on the West Coast and all the Chinese stuff they have, most of it comes through Long Beach. And that didn't look at the, you could go into Walmart, hey, can I get a new vacuum cleaner? Nope, sorry, they're on the boat. So that's what has affected us. Plus, some people think, some of the economists think that the cutback in oil and gas drilling because of the prices has affected the economy. I think that would be the other way around. In weighing it, the economy is stronger. It costs a lot less to truck the goods around because the cost of diesel fuel is down. It costs you less to drive around. More cars were sold. That, you know, that place that I bought my Rover, they sold 100 cars last month. And they usually sell 75. Well, that's because the price of gas is cheaper. More people are buying cars that cost more to run. So that'll work until the price of gas goes back up to some crazy number. And then everybody's going to, oh, I'm trading this in.
People fall for that every time.
Well, of course they do. That's the human condition. We fall for all kinds of silly stuff. We do.
I'm amazed.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
I am continuously amazed by human beings.
And how about you when you look in the mirror?
Me?
Yeah. But no.
Oh, I startle myself.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Kenny, what happens when you look in the mirror?
No, I'm okay with it.
You're all right with it. Good.
Look at that.
That's a good, healthy fellow. There it is. 15 before the hour. This is a good day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for 7 days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7575.
Okay. So you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude truly shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child live. To learn more, visit stjude.org.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Molly Page, Ken Kessler. You can draw your own conclusion from the following information. There is a feature that's been heard on many of these same radio stations, a daily vignette, we call them in the business. 60 seconds of information. In this case, it's health information produced by Dr. Is it Mamet? Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think it's Mamet.
Mamet Oz. Dr. Oz. Has been successful in most of the ventures. His TV program has become controversial because of his endorsement of certain treatments, certain health products, that sort of thing. And now they've decided to stop production of this daily medical feature. There was no explanation sent to affiliates. Is it reasonable to speculate, however, about this because of the heat Dr. Oz is taking over his alternative medical treatments and ideas from his television program? The story of the 10 doctors who have accused him of promoting quack treatments. What a bunch of BSing guys they are for his personal financial gain. Really, when you go into the operating room, whoever these professors are, when you go into the school to teach, you're not getting anything out of it? There's no personal financial gain. You could say personal financial gain is that I'm doing this radio program for, not only do I love Molly's company and Kenny's company, but I'm doing it for personal financial gain. Aren't I? I hope I am.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, right.
It's your job.
Everybody can get a check once in a while from me. So how foolish is this? They want him to get booted out of Columbia University surgery department. So anyway, that goes on and on and on. I think I'd rather have him. He's more interested than Sanjay Gupta. That's just my own read. 51 after the hour and good day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We're going 0900 at J-Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, buzzy boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, long winter.
How did you learn to do that?
What?
The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Here comes the sun.
You know, one of the things about these movies that are animated, the Sheryl Crow song from the movie B-Movie, Here Comes the Sun. This was a big movie during this week in 2007. And Jerry Seinfeld is 61 today, so happy birthday to him. One of the things that comes to mind, if you listen to the dialogue, Chuck Curry, our movie man, see if you agree with this. The dialogue, when the actors are actually reading it and they don't have to learn their lines, do you think it sounds like a... Richie, play another clip from that movie.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
That's something that is done, just so you get a behind the scenes to this. Normally, when you see in a movie or a television show actors in their lines, they've been over them, they've learned them, they spend hours learning the lines, and they become a part of them, especially when they do sometimes, unless it's a Clint Eastwood movie, 10, 12, 14 takes on the same scene. So, given that, the dialogue becomes more a part of them, whereas if they're looking at a script standing in front of a microphone, they might do this, for example, this movie. I'll bet you they did all of the audio in a week. after they'd done whatever the video, whatever they created in terms of the animation, and then they put the voices to them, and it just doesn't sound real to me. Is that, am I going into this too in-depth, Chuck, or does it sound real to you when you hear? I don't feel like Seinfeld's really into what he's telling us through this character.
Yeah, you might be right with Seinfeld. I've never been a big Jerry Seinfeld fan.
I think it's Seinfeld actually does.
You think it is?
Than anything. Yeah,
okay.
You do bring up an interesting point. There are directors. I think you're a little off on Eastwood. Eastwood actually is more, at least this stage of his career, when he directs. Sometimes they do one take. He goes, okay, move on.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. I think in some cases, I agree with you. Eastwood is known for one or two takes, and that's it. Right. Let's keep going.
But I'll give you the extreme. When Stanley Kubrick was filming The Shining, he was having those actors like Nicholson and Shelley Duvall read their lines and takes 100 times a piece.
Yeah.
He's driving them mad. But it's different variations of style and what is a take.
For example, Doug, one of the greatest movies for me, animated movies, was Cars.
Uh-huh.
And here's Paul Newman in it as the judge guy.
Hey, was that floating like a Cadillac? Or was that stinging like a Beamer? I'm confused.
There's a lot of animation.
I don't want to make it general, but I just wondered out loud whether that was the case. All right, Chugger has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 3030.
All right. So, Chucker, what do you have to report today?
Interesting story here, Doug. Things are moving forward on a big screen version of the 70s TV hit show. The $6 Million Man, as the studio currently has a script actively in development. Mark Wahlberg will star in the lead major's role, and Peter Berg, who directed Wahlberg in Lone Survivor, will helm the project. It's amazing. We've spoken about this many times. Mark Wahlberg is a major force in the business, and he gets a lot of plum roles and makes a ton of money. He has Ted 2 coming out this summer.
Don't you think that's the case with people like The Rock, the people that are working all the time, Samuel L. Jackson, Bradley Cooper?
I think when you find a niche and you have good connections, like
Jennifer
does,
what's
a great career.
Jennifer
Aniston?
No. Well, her too, yeah. Jennifer, what's the girl's name from Lawrence? Right, yeah.
And
she's a star and we know it. Yeah. All right, Chucker.
Thank you.
Good job. Give us something to think about, and that's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. 59 after the hour.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.